Someone who is thus imbibed with the potency of Lord Chaitanya, he can deliver the whole three worlds, all the planetary systems. What is holding us back? Simply sinful life. The sinful life can be easily destroyed by Lord Chaitanya. The one name of Krishna chanted without offense can destroy more sins than one can commit. Even if you try hard as you can to commit, for one lifetime of Brahma, only sinful activity, that still you can't commit enough sin that one Harinam can destroy. So nobody should try, however, to test that by committing a lot of sin. That is not the instruction. The instruction is chant the name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. And even no matter how fallen a person may be, if he sticks very strictly to chanting and hearing, trying to avoid all the offenses, then there's nothing that can stand in his progress. The Ganges is flowing down to the sea. What can stop the Ganges from reaching the sea? The water flows, it finally reaches the sea. Nothing can stop it. Even if they can build a dam which can stop a river, but there's no dam that can stop the flow of pure devotion to the ocean of Krishna consciousness. A pure devotee, a person who wants to be a pure devotee, there's hardly any difference. Nothing can stop the flow of his devotion. There may be obstacles, there may be impediments. These are smashed away.